Well, hello everyone. How are we all doing? It's Friday the 2nd of April 2021. April has got to be one of my most favourite months. Now, I'm just in my little office where I do all my editing and record the bits on microphone for the podcast. Usually I do these supporters clubs out and about to try and get the atmosphere, but I've brought a new piece of equipment and I'm just testing this out and seeing how it works for recording podcasts. It's just a little audio interface. I don't want to get too technical with everyone. It's just basically gives me a bit more room on my desk. So I thought what I'll do tonight is actually just go through the seeds that we've got in this month's seed gift pack. Some of you may have received yours by now. If not, it's on its way. The post is being very slow lately. I know that much. But certainly most of you, I would imagine, have got it by now. What have we got? So first of all, we've got some carrots, a variety called Atomic Red. I've never grown this particular variety before, but I think it should be a more more reddy coloured than orange, I guess. Pretty easy, pretty reliable. I'm excited to try these out and see quite what we get. Then we've got some courgettes. I love courgettes, and they've got to be grown in every vegetable garden. Okay, we do end up with gluts of courgettes, but I see gluts as being a good thing. It means you just have to be a bit imaginative in the kitchen. Quite a few seeds of those. I'm not going to sow every single seed, or I wouldn't recommend every single seed. But what I generally say when it comes to courgettes is you only really need 2, 3, 4 plants at the most, depending on how big your family is. Cucumbers, a variety called Space Master. Now, this is a fairly dwarfing variety, so it should grow well in pots if you feel the need to grow them in pots. Will go just as well in the ground, of course, but I thought I'll try and play it a bit safe with these. Pea, a variety called Alderman, main crop tall. These can get very, very tall plants, 1.8 metres. But that should mean we get plenty of peas. I love peas. Again, I don't have much success with peas, to be honest, but I'm going to really try hard this year. And I think what I'm going to do is actually sow them where they are to grow. Now, I'll be talking about those probably Sunday, actually, to you guys. But the thing I'm going to do with these peas is sow them exactly where they are to grow. Some people actually soak the seeds overnight. I don't tend to bother with that, but that's just something to think about. Again, I'll go into that in more detail on Sunday when I sow these peas. Kohlrabi. Only discovered kohlrabi last year. Absolutely loved it. It was delicious and very, very tasty. Very, very easy to grow. And I knew it just had to be in the gift pack at least for 1 month this year. Dill, absolutely love dill, goes great with the cucumbers mentioned earlier in like a pickle. So many uses. Again, they can get pretty big plants, but they are a fantastic herb, and I can't wait to try those out. And then finally, yes, 7 packets this month. I threw in an extra packet. Normally I try and keep it around 6, but I felt positive this month that I threw an extra packet in there. Hope you don't mind that. But this is a dwarf bean, and a variety is called Sprite. Again, I've never grown this particular variety before, but I think it should grow quite well. And the best thing with these beans is they don't need any support. I probably would still put some support, but we're going to find out and just see just how they get on without any supports. So it sounds pretty fun, and there's quite a bit there for us to sow throughout April. Of course, as I went into on Monday's podcast, there's a lot more other seeds that we can sow throughout April, and I'm going to be sowing like mad. In fact, I've had to go and buy something this week to extend my growing space. I got one of these. I hate them personally. The sort of the 4-tiered shelf with a bit of plastic over the top that acts as like a greenhouse. I'm not a lover of these, but they're cheap and they're easy and they're convenient. What I want to do is actually outside the shed that I built over the winter is build a little greenhouse onto that. That's I can use as an extension of the greenhouse and an extension of the shed as more growing space, especially when they are young. That's the plan. But when I build that, it's probably going to be a winter project. I did think about doing it this weekend, but I've got so much on my plate with the allotment and everything that I'm going to save that as another winter project, which gives me the chance to work out the design of it first. Now, talking of plans for this weekend, I've got lots and lots that I want to do. Oh, I've just heard, I think that was my wife. Was that you, dear? No, it wasn't. I'm hearing things. Sorry. I know these podcasts are very much on the hoof, so I get sound effects and everything, and there's very little editing that goes on these for the Supporters Club. Plans for the weekend. So, yes, today I sort of took the day off. I've always had this rule that if my wife ever comes out and says we need to spend a day together, we do that. And today was one of those days. We went out exploring. But in the evening, we did actually let the chickens out. Chickens are now allowed out. And I let them out last night for the first time since November. And they completely destroyed some of my spinach. I think I've rescued it, but it was a little bit annoying. But I've pulled up these grow houses that I mentioned earlier, and I've started moving plants around for that. Tomorrow, I'm going to go down the allotment after I've been to the tip, and I've got a lot of things that I want to do down there. It's going to be a lot of weeding and a lot of tidying. Probably get some more onions planted out and onion sets. So that's going to be busy down there. I want to say a lot of little jobs, but actually it's a few big jobs that are going to be tackled. Sunday is going to be at home. I'm going to be basically, I'm going to empty my shed and not so much start again, but add some sound insulation and things like that. I do a live show on a Sunday in the shed on Facebook and YouTube, 6 p.m. every Sunday. If you do join on, please do. Sunday, we actually got Amanda's joining me in the shed, and we're going to be doing a bit of an egg hunt. But I want to be, Lee and I are talking about doing another 24-hour live show for charity, and I just want to make sure it's soundproof for that. I'm going to be sowing lots of seeds, potting up lots of plants. Again, it's going to be very, very busy, but that's the way I like it. Then Monday, I'm hoping to go back down the allotment again, but I'm going to try and get the podcast out a bit earlier on Monday and actually producing and putting everything together for the podcast does take quite a while. So I'm going to go down the allotment and do a few bits, and then I'll come back and produce the podcast. Now, so that's my plans for this weekend. But please do let me know what your plans are for this weekend. And are you planting anything in particular, or have you got anything big in your mind that you plan to do? Now, as always, my email is richard@veggiegrowpodcast.co.uk. Sure you're aware of that by now, and you probably get lots of emails from me via the email service that I use to send out all these emails to everyone whenever I produce a podcast. Right, well, that is it for this Supporters Club podcast. Just a little quick update. Going to try and do one on Sunday. Well, I'm always trying to do one Wednesday, Fridays and Sundays. That's the plan. It doesn't always go to plan, but that's the plan. Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays. But I might try and do a few more over this weekend. And again, please do join me if you are available on Sunday at 6 p.m. on our Facebook page, Facebook group or our YouTube channel for a live show. And I've been thinking about doing some live podcasting using an app called Stereo. If anybody has heard of the app called Stereo, used it, or want to follow me on there, please do check it out, and we can try and do some live podcasting from that. And don't forget, if anybody's got any questions for the main podcast, then please do use the voicemail service that we have. I've had some great questions coming from you guys. That reminds me, I'll come to that in just a second. But I've had some great questions coming on that through that voicemail service. And I just love how it adds a different dimension to the podcast and having a different voice. It's fantastic. On Monday's podcast, I'm going to be talking about growing cucumbers as well. Funny enough, they are in this month's seed gift bag, so that ties it in quite nicely. Well, guys, I've taken up enough of your time, so thank you again, and please take care and let me know what you're up to.